getting your junior involved, the Poirier Golf Course has you covered. Our PGA Junior League has been a huge success for golfers from 6 to 17, so if you're looking for something for your junior to do this summer, come and see what the fun is all about. We have men's and ladies' night starting soon, too. This is a great way to meet golfers just like you. And don't forget, for all the happenings at the golf course, visit EmporiaGolfCourse.com or check us out on Facebook.
It's back. The two-day massive meat sale at Country Mart. Today and tomorrow, whole boneless pork loins $1.49 a pound. USDA Select whole boneless beef sirloin tip $3.79 a pound. A 10-pound frozen unit of chicken leg quarters is $3.99 each. And USDA Select whole bottom round roast $3.49 a pound. Fill your freezer and break out the grill during the massive meat sale. Today and tomorrow only at Country Mart in Emporia.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:31, and it's time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Big-time majors, big-time experiences. Get more from your degree at ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
There's a credit union for you. It's easy to join the 115 million Americans already getting a little more for their money every day. Credit unions are open to a wide range of memberships, and more people than you think are able to join and enjoy the benefits of a credit union. Our members come from all walks of life, and we want you to join us. It's time to open your eyes to a credit union. Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and a very good topic today. We are going to be touching on Emporia State's Department of Nursing celebrating 100 years, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning on the ESU Buzz by Mary Mitsui. Mary is the Associate Professor and Interim Chair of ESU's Department of Nursing. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. And we're also joined this morning by Lynette Schreiner. Lynette is a professor of nursing at the Department of Nursing at ESU. Lynette, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Thanks for taking some time, Lynette, to join us. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Well, 100 years, my goodness, that is quite... you know, obviously something to be looked at, highly regarded program, highly respected program at Emporia State, a nursing program that began in 1922 as a program of Newman Hospital, by the way, which is always, but they're too celebrating 100 years. And Mary, maybe you could explain maybe some about the early years of the Department of Nursing and the nursing program here at ESU.
Well, March 1st, 1922, the nursing school admitted their first 5 students, and 4 days later, the hospital opened because the hospital needed those students that they were going to be admitting to be the workers of the hospital. And the superintendents of the hospital, the nursing superintendents, were the teachers. So at that time, nursing education was very much an apprenticeship. So through the years, it evolved into the diploma program, which was an excellent program. I know because I graduated from that myself. But the time came that we had to move the diploma program into a baccalaureate program. We had to change for the good of the profession. The nursing education needed to be at the baccalaureate level. So in 1993, which is really a historic year in Kansas nursing education, the diploma era ended. We were the last diploma program, and we graduated our last graduates in 1993. And we began a smooth transition to the University of Emporia State University and became a baccalaureate program. And Lynette and I have been there since that time. We saw the first class graduate, and we've taught many of the instructors who are now teaching in our program as students.
Kind of a full circle there, huh?
Yes. So we're very proud that we've been able to keep a quality nursing education program going for 100 years.
Tell you what a rich history that has back in 1922. Very interesting, and thank you for explaining that, Mary. I mean, that is a piece of not only Emporia State, but Emporia history itself as we keep moving forward. And I mentioned at the top of the program that the Emporia State Department of Nursing program is held in such high regard If you go anywhere, Newman Regional Health obviously is fortunate to have the nursing program here at Emporia State. And Lynette, let's talk about the nursing profession and as it exists right now. It seems like we keep hearing about nursing shortages. Is that something that hospitals and the medical field is dealing with right now?
Absolutely, yes. The nursing shortage has been going on for a very long time. And with the COVID pandemic, it has really heightened the need for nurses in all aspects of healthcare, whether it's at the hospital, at the bedside, in nursing homes, home health care, physician offices, across the nation. And there's definitely a nursing shortage.
So as far as the program at Emporia State, the Department of Nursing program, Lynette, how many students can you take per semester?
We can admit up to 50 students per semester, and that's what our goal is.
And I think you're pretty much at that number, are you not?
Pretty much. Right now we are in just a slight decline, but know that that's going to bounce back just as waves do in education.
Well, Lynette, why do you think it is that Emporia State's nursing program is so highly respected?
Wow. There's, I believe, many reasons. One is the smaller class size, which, again, we admit up to 50. And so we have a lot of one-on-one time with our students. Our community supports our students. Our community supports our faculty, our programs. We have an outstanding pass rate for our state board exam, which is very much looked highly upon. Our placement rate for jobs is very high, and anyone that wants a job can get a job in nursing right now. And it's those reasons that really, and our faculty, I have to put a big shout out to all the faculty here that have endured the good times and the bad times throughout education and have made the commitment to our nurses and to our students that we will do what we can to support them and give them the quality education, regardless if it's online or in the classroom.
And we're talking with Lynette Schreiner, professor of nursing in Emporia State's Department of Nursing, and also Mary Matsui, who is associate professor and interim chair of Emporia State's Department of Nursing. Now, Mary, do you have hospitals coming to you, reaching out to Emporia State, saying, hey, we need nurses, we want your students?
Oh, yes. We've had hospitals from all over the state contact us. We've had several come down and do presentations to our students, telling them about their particular benefits. So, yes, because of the nursing shortage, everybody is starting to reach out to the nursing programs. People we usually don't hear from are starting to recruit our students from all over the state.
Well, Lynette touched on this, and that was the state nursing licensure examination. And, Mary, it sounds like, as Lynette alluded to, that you have some pretty high scores across the board at Emporia State.
Yes. Over the past 3 years, our average has been 90%.
That is really good, isn't it?
Yes, it's excellent.
Excellent. And job placements at, what, 97%?
Yes.
Wow. That doesn't get much better than that. That is
no,
that's
it doesn't.
For sure. Yeah. And let's talk about the nursing program itself. I know we don't have a lot of time here, but Mary, you have someone who wants to be a nurse, get into the nursing program. What basically do they do from start to finish? What kind of training is involved to going through the program in Emporia State?
Well, first they have to have 2 years of prerequisite courses, which include science courses, that, for example, anatomy and physiology and microbiology and chemistry that prepare them for working with human bodies. And then when they come into our program, the very first semester they're in, we start them working with patients in the hospital.
And from then on, they get more clinical every single semester. Until their very last semester, they spend 180 hours with one RN, working with that person one-to-one, caring for that person's patients. So they learn a lot about nursing with a skilled professional person.
I would assume one would have to have a real passion for this profession, would they not, Mary?
Absolutely, yes.
Program's not easy, is it?
No, it's very difficult, and that's part of the reason we have such highly respected graduates.
So
we have high standards, and they have to meet them.
Yeah, just to get into the program itself, I would think. What is, basically, do you have a retirement rate? Some people that just can't make it. I mean, what are your numbers like there, Mary?
Yes, we have students who leave the program for a variety of reasons. Some of them realize, you know, after the first semester that this is not for them. So we try to keep our attrition rate below 27%, which is about average for most nursing programs.
Lynette, before we go, let's talk about ESU's nursing students and their involvement in the community. What kind of activities do they get involved with?
Oh, they get involved in a lot of activities. One of our prime activities is working with the local school districts on a topic that might need addressed at the time. Our latest one was vaping, the dangers of vaping, with and we went out to the schools here in Emporia and met with the students, and we've done presentations on smoking, on vaping, drunk driving, just a variety of things. So each year we try to meet with the schools, and our students are also very involved in other community activities. So we have a big presence in this community.
Public service, that is a very important part of all of our activities, it should be. And Mary, before we go, I mean, how tough was it to deal with the COVID past couple of years and getting the nurses in and getting them trained? That how big of a shield was that?
It was difficult, but our faculty really rose to the challenge, and we came up with all sorts of online virtual simulations to help the patients through, I mean, the students through, when they couldn't work with patients. We found alternatives.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for all you do. It is a wonderful program we have right here in Emporia at Emporia State University, the Department of Nursing, celebrating 100 years. And we're very pleased and have been talking with Mary Matsui. Mary is the Associate Professor and Interim Chair of Emporia State's Department of Nursing. Mary, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, and thanks to the community for all their support.
And Lynette Schreiner, Professor of Nursing. Lynette, a pleasure to talk to you.
It's been a pleasure. And again, I reiterate, thank you to the community for all their support.
Thank you both, Mary and Lynette, joining us on the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. Good morning, it's 844.
Discover your passion in Emporia State University's Department of Biological Sciences. Prepare for exciting opportunities, including medical school, laboratory technician, conservation officer, and wildlife management. You'll learn in state-of-the-art labs or in the field, where hundreds of acres of hands-on experiences await. At ESU, the sky's the limit. Learn more and schedule your campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Millions more people are expected to flee the most war-torn cities in Ukraine as the Russians step up.